is CBS Eye of the World. I'm John Besser with Gregory Copley, my mentor and guide on the King Charles Report. King Charles is working very hard, as he has an understanding of himself, and me too, we're the same age, as mortal. So do not procrastinate. Get to it right away. And one of the things that the king looks to is good relations with the neighborhood. Right now there's an event at Windsor Castle that is the neighborhood. Gregory, I understand Windsor Castle is an unusual choice for a state dinner. What can we imagine the king is looking to accomplish? Thank you.
Well, the king tonight, literally as we speak, is probably having the last sips of cognac, or at least toasting with something like cognac or port, in a state visit of President Emmanuel Macron to Britain. And this is significant because it's the first state visit of a European Union head of state since Brexit. This is very, very key, and that it's bringing Britain and Europe closer together, not in the sense of Britain rejoining Brexit, which is something that Prime Minister Starmer has discussed, but in terms of something more important, something more ancient, the Anglo-French relationship, which is a familial relationship of hostility and cooperation, bearing in mind that that the modern British state literally came about in 1066 with the invasion from Normandy, which is now part of France, of the Normans under William to take over the islands of England and then Great Britain and Northern Ireland and the like. So essentially, this is a very significant, deep relationship. And of course, King Charles loves France. Emmanuel Macron loves King Charles. So it's a very, very good occasion. And it's actually given Macron, who's been under enormous pressure at home, to raise himself to a more statesmanlike level, talking about the profound positive benefits of Anglo-French concord. And that's starting to show itself. The king has spoken in the same terms, and both of them indicating that there is no fundamental difference in their global strategic needs. And in fact, their rivalry during the Napoleonic era and even before under the Anglo-Norman wars with the French, these were all part of, if you like, mutual objectives which clashed. But they can work together, have worked together very well, and that will continue. Now, King Charles is able to do this because he's the master statesman. He has brought, if you like, a sense of dignity and respectability to these bilateral relationships, and been able to dispense with the petty squabbling over EU-related issues. And this is a visit which, even though a lot of French people are so angry with Macron and the EU, they will find support for the Anglo-French mutuality under this, expressed by this state visit. So it's going to be very interesting. Charles has once again shown how invaluable he is in global statesmanship, raising Britain's position as a power which commands respect, despite having the worst government it's had in living memory, or even well beyond that. So the question is, Charles can keep the dignity of the country going while the political turmoil and squabbling and gutter fighting starts to be resolved, which will resolve in the ejection, if you like, of the present government at some stage, whether it's in 6 months or whether it's in a year or two. We wait to see. The longer it goes on, the more damage it does to Britain's economy. But we do see that the crown is giving Britain enormous credibility, punching well above its weight, if you like, on economic terms, simply because it has this capacity to calm dialogues and to inspire people to greater things.
The quote in the London Times is, "No borders between us." That's the king, they're paraphrasing. The quote in details, the king will tell President Macron, "As friends and as allies, we face these challenges together." Now, the presenting issue is migration. As I understand it, there are some rules in France that make it possible for people to launch themselves on those extremely dangerous conditions in floating death traps, as a matter of fact. with children, and some of them have life vests on, many do not, and land in Britain and seek refuge. And that is a dispute between the government in Paris and the government in London. These two, Macron and King Charles, cannot settle that, Gregory. That will remain a problem. Are they going to work together on this? Because the idea is to attend to those people showing up on the beach. We have about a minute.
That's correct. The problem is not the French legislation. The problem is EU, European Union legislation, which forces the European state, particularly Spain, Italy, France, to take these illegal migrants who transit their countries and move on to countries like Britain. Now, we've seen that some of the EU countries have defied Brussels and have imposed border controls. Right. And it's going to be up to the French as to whether they can do that and will do that to save themselves and to save the United Kingdom. And I believe that's possible, but it's moving France further away from the EU. Macron's reluctant to move further away from the EU because he needs to, if you like, control the EU as much as possible, given the decline of Germany. But it's something which can be done, and these sort of things are leading toward that kind of bilateralism escaping from the controls of Brussels.
Gregory Coplin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.